Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. The Bay Area is getting a short break from rough weather, but the key word there was short. The National Weather Service says after some isolated showers this morning, the region will get a brief break from rain. Starting late tonight, a new storm is expected to approach the North Bay and spread south tomorrow into Sunday morning. The agency says the North Bay and coastal parts of the Bay Area will get the most rain, between 2 and 4 inches. Meteorologists say this system could bring another round of flooding and power outages, and yet another storm is approaching Sunday night. PG&E says 440,000 customers lost electricity at some point during the last round of wind and strong rain earlier this week. The company says its crews are still working to restore power to some 20,000 still without it in the Bay Area. Many of the outages were caused by trees falling on power lines. KQED's Farida Jabala Romero experienced it firsthand.
Right in front of my Oakland house, a massive cedar came crashing down. Immediately, dozens of houses on my street lost power. PG&E sent out an emergency crew about 3 hours later to shut off the live cables on the ground. Later, a different crew arrived with chainsaws and a bucket truck. Turns out the roots of the cedar next door completely snapped. That's because they were brittle and weak from years of drought, says Juan Valle. He's an arborist with JMV Tree Service who drove by.
We're just working nonstop right now.
He worries more trees are going to fall as the ground gets more saturated in the coming days. I'm Farida Jabala Romero, KQED News.
Child care and preschool operators across the Bay Area faced tough decisions this week about whether or not to stay open during a major storm. KQED's Amanda Stupai explains.
South San Francisco preschool programs are hoping to reopen today after closing earlier this week. State licensing requires preschools to close if they are without power. At the height of the storm, city officials say over 8,000 households in South San Francisco were without electricity. Meanwhile, further north in Marin, state-subsidized childcare programs were able to stay open. Chandra Alexander, CEO of Community Action Marin, says the deliberation about whether to close starts early in the morning.
Our community needs to go to work and get to school. We want to be able to provide childcare for those families' children. So that's our primary objective, but we have had any number of natural, out-of-our-control situations where we do need to look at safety first. And that's always our primary concern.
Even if a facility has power, Alexander says providers have to assess whether a building has suffered any damage, if families and staff can access it safely, and are back routes available if the main one closes. One factor that weighs heavily is who the centers serve.
A lot of the families absolutely are frontline workers and do not have work from home options.
I'm Amanda Stupai, KQED News.
And I'm Brian Watt. There's more news at kqed.org.